Hi, Patrick here. And here's a story about a bilingual song from Canada that's changed its meaning a bit according to, well, how it's framed. It began as a protest, and it's now been adopted by the other side, the target of that protest. Here's a story I did for The Big Show. Montreal singer David Hodges started performing the song in question last fall. It was just after Quebec separatists had won provincial elections there, partly on the promise that they would further protect the French language. Hodges was concerned that the separatists were sending the message to him and other English speakers that they weren't welcome in Quebec. So he wrote the song, a bilingual song called Notre Home, Our Home. He performed it with singer Stephanie Parnell and talked to the CBC about it.
No matter how far I may go, my heart will always know. A place where I call home is still finding its way.
It's, you know, delivering a message to the English people that we are here, this is our home, we have an identity, we are people, and it's like, you know, it's about spreading that message of bringing people together. That's really what it comes down to, especially with what's going on right now in politics. A lot of people are getting discouraged, and they feel like, you know, that the language laws are going to be enforced a lot more, and it's going to push the English people, you know, it's going to push the people outside and, like, not consider Quebec our home.
Even when the world is closing,
so that was back in September. Since then, Quebec's separatist government has pushed ahead on the language front. It has introduced a bill that would, among other things, strip as many as 90 towns of their bilingual status, meaning that they could only communicate with residents in French. With all that going on, it's not a surprise that Notre Home has become popular.
Je me souviens d'où je viens.
Now, the idea of the song was always to make English speakers feel at home in Quebec. So who should decide to back the song and underwrite a tour of Hodges and his band but Quebec's separatist government?
We want to give the signal, you know, you're here to stay. We want you to be here to stay.
This is Jean-François Lisée, Quebec's minister responsible for the province's English-speaking community, at last week's official announcement. Lisée later told the CBC he was impressed by the song's video, which shows young Montrealers of all colors playing together in a park.
When they showed it to me at first last fall, I thought, you know, that was a great way to say to anyone who would doubt it that Anglo-Quebecers are here at home forever.
And if the intention is to make them feel at home, it's not the government's only intention.
Once we are secure in the fact that we're all Quebecers, we're going to have a number of issues that we should deal with one at a time and not believe that every issue is an attack on our identity.
In other words, that new language law reinforcing French is coming down the pike, and many English speakers aren't going to like it. One mayor of a small town that currently sends out a bilingual newsletter to its residents sees it this way. Instead of composing a song, he says, maybe they could let us communicate with our English-speaking community in our newsletter. For The World, I'm Patrick Cox. Let me leave you with one final detail here. Although this song is bilingual, it is predominantly in English. So David Hodges and his fellow musicians have had to record a second version that is mainly in French. That way, and only that way, they'll get some airplay on French language radio. It's a legal thing in Quebec, another way in which the French language is protected. C'est la guerre. See you next time.